I was asked by Rabbi Bain to record some of the recollections that I was zeichet to have from Rosh Shiva Zeichet Tzad of Kodesh Vracha. My name is Yaakov Weil, and of course I was introduced to the Rosh Shiva Zatzal's Mishpacha by the fact that my mother, Dr. Weil Olah Hashom, took care of the Rosh Shiva Zatzal's Mishpacha, and through that I had entree to the Rosh Shiva Zatzal on a lot of different occasions. And one of the occasions I remember was when I was going to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yankiv Yosef, and at that time there was the tumult about Gius, Noshim, and Sheiros Lumi, which Kiyodua the Rosh Shiva Zatzal opposed. Now, many of the Bachim Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yankiv Yosef wanted to know what the Inyan was, and they picked me as the guinea pig that I should go ask the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal about it. What impressed me was not the fact that I went to ask, which was probably not a very intelligent thing to do, but was the reaction of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, which I'll relay now. I went up to the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. At that time we lived at 4701 15th Avenue, and asked the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal what the problem was. I think it was with Gius Nashim or with Sheiros Lumi. And before I could finish, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal fired off 6 Rambams, of which I understood very little, unfortunately. But what impressed me about this maaser was that after I left the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal's apartment, which if I'm not mistaken was on the 3rd floor in the corner, I went downstairs, and suddenly I heard someone calling out of the window, Jungerman. First I didn't realize it was for me, but then I did. I looked upstairs and they said I should come upstairs again. And at the door, someone explained to me that the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal held that he hadn't explained it well enough to me, so he wanted to explain it over again to me. Just imagine, here was a young Bacha asking a Golubi Yisrael such an important Shaila, and the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was done afterwards if he explained it well enough or not. This had a Meridik Ereshim on me. Another incident which probably happened years later, which showed the godless of the Rosh Yeshiva's Midas, not that Chas V'Shalom, it's my Haskama for such a thing, but just the Metzias de Gemaisa, was when the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal had been operated upon. And at that time, the Mishpacha took an apartment for the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal on the 6th floor, so that he shouldn't be bothered. Kiyodua, that the apartment on the 3rd floor was always open. You can go and come out any time at night to ask a Shaila to discuss something. But on the 6th floor, basically no one came up. But being that I had a shtick of protection, so I went to want to say good Shabbos to Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal when he came out of the hospital. So I went up to the 6th floor. At that time, the Rebbetzin, Zichron Tzadikas Tevracha, asked the Rosh Yeshiva, he was in the middle of Suda Shabbos, and asked the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal if the Rosh Yeshiva would like to have a piece of fruit. And the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal said no, that he had enough. And then the Rebbetzin told the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal that of a Yankov Vail's Eltern Ham Geschicht Frucht, the Yankov Vail's parents sent a fruit basket, which my parents had sent the Kalu Panav back from the hospital. So the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal said, yeah, Gimesh. So the Rebbetzin cut up a piece of apple, and the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal told me, and he said, I think it's came out in this lashon, Zogt ein Eltern, as the frucht is given sehr gut. So obviously the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal only ate it just to be able, mamesh, to send a Hakora Satoiv back to my parents, Aviyam Hashem. Another incident that I remember with Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was in when I had the schus of driving the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in New York. And once the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal gave me a Musa Shmuz about how careful you have to be in driving. And as we were driving, I was nervous anyway, knowing that I was driving the Shmuz itself. But I was driving, suddenly a car almost sideswiped us. And the Shmuz itself said that. He said that he didn't mean the Shmuz Chalila to say anything to me. What he meant to tell me was that you see that there's such a danger of what kind of people drive. So in Mela, the driver, everyone has to be careful, because you never can tell what kind of people are doing the other driving. A Maisa that happened once while I was driving to a Shmuz Atzal, a number of Maisas in one particular setting, I can't say the name of the people who they are, but there were two of the most Choshev Ashkanim that are known now in the Eilam Ashkanus, but would say the first or last name, obviously it would be well known, so I'm going to cover it. We'd call one Reb Avraham and one Reb Yitzhak. And they were sitting in the car, and they were sitting in the back, and the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Yadua was learning, had a Mishnah Berurah in the front, and they thought that the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal was looking only in the Mishnah Berurah, so they could discuss whatever they want. So one was telling the other, let's say Reb Avraham was telling Reb Yitzhak, that he had just recouped from 2 weeks of a flu, and he had finally a chance to catch up on the New York Times. So the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal told them, said to him, again using a fictitious name, Reb Avraham, as you had the Nishkin Gemara and Heis, can't you the Bargain a Gemara from here? Another interesting incident, and I don't know if it was at the same time or not, but it happened to be one of these two famous Askanim. He knew that the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal was a little hesitant about car driving, so when I drove the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, he told the Rosh Hashiva he wanted to keep it to Rosh Hashiva. So he said to Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva Weiss, as Yankovel had not getriven 700 miles, so Rosh Hashiva shot back before he could mamish. So Rosh Hashiva Zatzal shot back. He said, It's a mitzvah to zitzen and learn in Torah. These are four specific mises that I remember from certain other discussions that I had with Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, which goes sort of in the private lane, which I do not feel should be disclosed. However, there was an interesting mice once when I went into Chinuch, and at that time I was in charge of a school in and out of town, and an Orthodox school, and the mice, there was a child there of children whose child were goyim, but you know, Klemish Yegeim, not Geim, who knows what they were. So I didn't know exactly what to do. So I came down here to Lakewood to speak to Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and I remember exactly what he told me. He told me at the time, Amish, that I shouldn't do anything about it. He said, because the end result will be, Amish, they'll throw you out and they'll hire a fryer guy. Me'ida Gisa, I know there was once a mice when I was looking for Panasa, and at that time I received a very nice offer to teach in a conservative town of Torah, Mamish, where the pay was considerably high for those days. I think it was $3,000 for the afternoon, if we were talking about close to 50 to 45 years ago. And that was considered very good pay. The conditions were very good, but it was a conservative offer. So I called up the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal what to do, and he told me, Farish, that I should not take it. And I asked Rosh Hashiva Zatzal what to tell him. So he said, tell him the truth, tell him exactly the way it is. Zoravis Nasafan mentioned Vasanzu Sadash Torah. I remember that at that time I was able to call up the rabbi, and I said, Rabbi, I want you to know the working conditions are good. Your school building is nice. Everything is very nice. So the rabbi said, so why don't you take the job? So I told him, because the Rosh Shiva's Atzal told me not to take it. I was once also interviewed for a job here in Lakewood at the day school at that time. And this goes back again approximately that time. And I remember that it was, I think if I'm not mistaken, a Sunday night, the Rabbi Shehil Hirsch called me up in the name of Rosh Shiva's Atzal that I shouldn't take it. And I asked Rosh Shiva's Atzal why. He said, because at that time Rosh Shiva's Atzal felt that they were hiring other people to break the back of the wives of the Kailu, and Rosh Shiva held that that shouldn't be done. So Rosh Shiva held that a Ventura shouldn't take the job here in the day school that was in Lakewood at that time. Again, we're talking about a tkufa that goes back approximately 45 years. I was like that Rosh Shiva's Atzal was the Masech Kubla Kedusha at Achasna. And I was also Zeicher. I mean, when I say I was Zeicher, it doesn't mean that I was Zeicher. It means that the schus of my parents, I was Zeicher, Rosh Shiva's Atzal was Masech Kubla Kedusha. And I remember that one of my chaverim suggested that the ring had to be fully round, mamish, and then couldn't have any cracks in it. And he bugged me a little bit about it. So, of course, I wouldn't want to be embarrassed under the chuppah, chalila. So I went to Rosh Shiva's Atzal and asked him about it, mamish. I showed him the ring and he laughed it off, mamish. Because you do it, mamish, only a tabas with magolias, because it's smichas das that you can't use. But it's done with grooves in it, mamish. Rosh Shiva's Atzal held, there was no problem whatsoever. But I remember when likewise, the Rosh Shiva's Atzal and the Kapitsha and Tzurevah's Atzal were at the Chasna. Again, nothing was a Maizchusim, but Kapitsha and Tzurevah was close to both my parents and my in-laws, Rav and Robertson Kalinsky, and they came. And the Kapitsha and Tzurevah's Atzal was there before Rabban. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure which one came first. I'm not 100% sure. But I do remember that when the Kapitsha, I do remember exactly what the Kapitsha and Tzurevah's Atzal said to me. He came to me and he said it was kedai to come to Chasna just to see the general. That's the way the Kapitsha and Tzurevah's Atzal was makshev, the Shiva's Atzal. I've given you some interesting mises that illuminate a mashu of Rosh Shiva Zatzal. I always want to tell, I also want to relate one or two mice from the rabbits, another Hashem, Yidua. And I remember I once drove the rabbits, and I think at that time Rosh Shiva Zatzal was staying in the Goldings house in Manhattan. I'm not sure if it was west side or east side. But the Rebbetzin was telling me the godless of Mrs. Golding of Al Shalom told me two or three stories that I recall. One was an interesting story that every time that Mrs. Golding of Al Shalom would talk to her mother, I mean to Mrs. Golding's mother, on the telephone, even though obviously there was no seeing or anything else in those days through the telephone, Mrs. Golding would always remain standing. That's the way she always spoke to her mother on the telephone when she was standing. She told me another mice, the Rebbetzin Hashem told me another mice about this Mrs. Golding, that I think it was Lubush Mordechai came to America to raise funds. So he stayed in their house. The mice, if he was there a couple of days, he wanted to leave the house because he said he came to America to raise money. So Lubush Mordechai asked her, so Mrs. Golding asked Lubush Mordechai how much he thinks he could raise in 1 week. So he said he hopes that in 1 week he can raise $5,000. So Mrs. Golding sat down and wrote out a check, or maybe her husband wrote out a check of $5,000 on the spot, and denied that Lubush Mordechai should stay in a house, mamish, Moshe Mordechai Epstein should stay in a house, mamish, an extra week, v'kachave. Finally, she mentioned the other mice, there was a time that there was shtigl yerev from the nechosim, mamish, and the sheriff keeping the apartment, and the Goldings kept the apartment even though it was very, very difficult to pay for them to pay the rent. So I think she mentioned to the rabbits and Allah Hashem, she said, how can I give an apartment where I was Zeicha the Rebbe Achber and Rebbe Lavush and other the Bnei Yisrael daven this apartment? She used to be very inspired from these mices. It's Kedua, I don't have to be Shabbat the Rebbetzin, but it is Yadua LaMarshal, that when the Rebbetzin came to any store, she would never push forward, because she was the Rebbetzin, or whatever it is. The states of most storekeepers, I mean, I just heard from a mayor Sheik, the states of a Sheik's bakery, Mamish, there were only two women in Mamish, that they would be served Mamish immediately, despite that they wanted or protested or whatever it was. And one was the Rebbetzin Hashem, and one was Dr. Leila Hashem. It's interesting that the two women came from two totally different Ashkafas, one from being brought up in the house of Rabbi Shazam Meltzer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and one from the Torah and Derech Eretz, Shita, and Afal Pi Kein. As a mayor once said, well, she didn't know any two women who gave greater covet to each other than these two women, who had mamish, who had totally different Ashkafas in the Ashkafas Achayim, each one up to their own Kabbalas, after again, they each were very much of the other. I know my mother, Dr. Shalom, used to say, Dr. Wella Hashem used to say, that she never met mamish, a wiser mamish, a choshev woman, than the Rebbetzin of Allah Hashem in her whole life. But Dr. Wella Hashem really never allowed any meister or anybody to give her covet. Yet once he saw a schneer, schoolmate who did it in honor of Dr. Whale, and the Rebbetzin of Allah Hashem came. That night happened to be the night of the dinner of the Chinuch Atzmoy, and someone came over to Rebbetzin Kiyadua. Anyone who remembers that Kufa knows that Chinuch Atzmoy is a Mamish, was an Iker Godel Mamish in the life of Rosh Shiva Zatzal. And someone came over to Rebbetzin and said, to Hayitachin, that you left the Chinuch Atzmoy dinner to come here. So she answered back that Dr. Ware left the house many times to come to our house in the middle of the night at all times of day and night. So Mama Savada, I had to come to her dinner.